You're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM, community radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. This is Maya with Maya's Mix. And in 2 days, we're going to be celebrating Halloween. So I realized that a fun topic for today, for this week, would be a color that is definitely associated with Halloween, and I'm not talking about orange, rather black. And there are many songs out there that have black in the titles or lyrics. And I got a lot of great ideas from you listeners, so thank you so much for giving me those ideas. And we have a great lineup for the show for today. And the song that we are opening with here is Black Velvet, but it's not the typical Alana Miles version. It's a remix done by Jan Wayne Presents Gorgeous X, is how they identify themselves. And the general song was suggested by Laura Phillips Mao, and I decided I would find a fun way of spicing things up. And actually, you know, it's funny, I found Alana's original song listed on iTunes on a compilation album called The Striptease Music. So if you want a good song to striptease to, then Black Velvet could work, maybe the original, but or you could just dance to this version. So we're gonna get started and hear some good dark music. And actually, even though black is a dark color, there is a lot of light in this music. So we're gonna start off with a song that I really like. When I was listening to the choices, looking at the lineup of the music that I have, this is one that stood out to me as a song that I would really enjoy listening to. The song was also suggested by Laura, as well as Crystal Hannon, Lynn Gates, and Gary Behrman, and it's Black Magic Woman by Santana. It's their version, and it was actually, the song was first out in 1968 as a Fleetwood Mac single, and then Santana did it in 1970, and I think that's probably the version that most of us know. So let's go ahead and listen to Black Magic Woman.
Stop messing around with your tricks. In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise, as no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake, and the sun in my disgrace. Boiling heat, summer stench, neath the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Start a ring, cold and damp, steal the warm wind tight frame. Times have come for honest men, and sometimes far too long for snakes. In my shoes, a walk in sleep, and my youth, I pray to keep. Heaven send hell away, no one sings like you anymore.
Black hole sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come,
won't you come
wash away? Hang my head, drown my fear, till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come,
won't you come
wash away the rain?
Black
hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Interesting version of that song, Black Hole Sun. The version was originally done by Soundgarden. They wrote the song in 1994, and Monica Ramirez suggested this song, their version of it. And I actually played it for my show in June of 2009 with the theme of sun, Black Hole Sun. And one of the first cover recordings was a jazz version that I had never heard before, and Ed Keller told me about it. He suggested it, and the version that you just heard is by Steve Lawrence and Edie Gorm. and it's from the 1997 compilation album Loungepalooza. And so I thought that was a fun version of that song. And before that, we heard Supermassive Black Hole by Muse. And that song was suggested by Mark Mezidorian. And we also got a chance to hear a Long Black Veil. And the version that we heard was Dave Matthews Band. And the general song was suggested by Travis Ogden. And it's he suggested the Johnny Cash version. And it was, the song was actually originally a country ballad, but then Dave Matthews ended up doing it, his version, their version later, the band. And we started off with Black Magic Woman by Santana, which was a song that Laura, Crystal, Lynn, and Gary suggested that we play. So Black Hole Sun, like I told you, I played it in my show that was the sun theme, and I found that there were a number of other suggested songs that I've already played for other shows. And so, for example, Man in Black is a song by Johnny Cash, and Crystal and Lynn Gates, Crystal Hannah and Lynn Gates suggested that one, and I played it for the theme of clothing back in September, Man in Black, since he certainly references clothing. And then there was also the suggestion of Black Coffee in Bed by Squeeze. Mark Mezidorian suggested that. And I played it for the drinks theme back in October of last year. And that's also true for Black Coffee by Peggy Lee. Lynn suggested that one. So I thought it was funny to look at this range of the past themes and how some songs can certainly overlap into different themes. And the other one I wanted to point out was 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. That's the name of the song, and I really like that song. It was suggested by Wayne Zinkind, and he mentioned the Richard Thompson version, and he said, although I've heard lots of versions by others, including Del McCoury, and I actually played the Del McCoury version for at the very beginning of the year, January 1st of this year, when the theme was years, since 1952 is referenced in the title. And so, it's fun to look at that. There was another suggestion that I haven't played, but I thought, oh yeah, that would have applied to the automobile theme, Slick Black Cadillac by Quiet Riot. And I'll just play a little clip here. This is Quiet Riot is the name of the artist. Magnolia Rainbow suggested this one, so I wanted to give us a clip of it since it was another version, another example to me of something that bridges the different themes that we've done so far on Maya's Mix. And there was another one as well. There is a song, Les Miserables, the Broadway musical. There is a song from that Crystal suggested called Red and Black. Let me just play some for you here. Okay. I thought we'd get a little chance to hear this, and I'm not getting it. Well, maybe I will try playing it in a little while. Because I do want you to, I want to give you a taste of it. But I was thinking about the red and black title and how so far I have actually done other shows with the color theme as well. So let's see. So I've done green and red. Has there been anything else? Oh, blue. I've done blue as well. And so I was thinking it would have been appropriate for the red one or the black one. And so I want to see if I can play you a clip of this because, yeah, here we go. I'm actually actually going to give you another little taste here. So let me put it. I want you to hear the references to the colors.
Day by day, red, the blood of angry men. Black, the dark of ages past. Red, a world about to dawn.
Tonight you might know how it feels.
So this is from the soundtrack of Les Miserables. So thank you to everyone for all these song suggestions. It was fun to go through them. So anyway, that's the summary of seeing how these bridge the different themes. And speaking of that, also the next song that's going to start off the next set, I actually played a version of this in my bird show in July of last year, and it is Blackbird. And the cover version by Sarah McLachlan is the one that I played back then. And so what I wanted to do is go ahead and play the original by the Beatles. And this song was suggested by Ray Morley, Lynn Gates, and Gary Behrman. There was another Beatles song that I had to choose between the two called Babies in Black. And that was Mark and Lynn suggested that as well. So I had to decide. But I think I really do like Blackbird. So let's go ahead and hear Blackbird by the Beatles.
Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. Waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
You are toast.
Saturday sun. I had to tell him I ain't a second to none. And I told about equality, and it's true in all your wrong or your rights. But if you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white. Tired of this sterile, I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired of this business, the rule that I got to rough. I'm scared of no brother, I'm scared of no sheets. I'm scared of no money, girl, you really got me. Protection for gangs, clubs, and nations. Cause the grief and the humor, the lynch, this is a tough four on a global scale. I'd rather hear both sides of a tale. Just part of our races, shows places, faces. When a black man first built spaces, when it's real done, real done, kind of a...
Tell me you agree with me.
Tell me you agree with me. When I saw you kicking out of my eye,
you're thinking about my baby. It don't matter if you're black or white.
Trees bent over backwards in a hurry. and the long black coat. Somebody seen him hanging around at the old dance hall on the outskirts of town. He looked into her eyes when she stopped him to ask if he wanted to dance. He had a face like a mask. Somebody said from the bottom was talking, there's a sermon he gave. He said every man's conscience is vile and depraved. You cannot depend on it to be your guide when it's you who must keep it satisfied. It ain't in the throat. She gave her heart to the man in the long black coat. One, two, there are no mistakes in life. Some people say it's true sometimes. You can see it that way.
And the rumbling force. Somebody's out there beating on a dead horse. She never said nothing. There was nothing she wrote. She's gone with the man in the long black coat.
Man in the Long Black Coat is the name of the song that we just heard. The original artist was Bob Dylan, and that's the artist that Mark Mezidorian suggested for this song, and I ended up finding this one done by Joan Osborne, is who we just heard. Before that, we heard Led Zeppelin with Black Mountainside. That song was suggested by Monica Ramirez, the instrumental. Before that was, okay, it was black or white. And what I did, I don't know if it worked out so successfully, but it was a little bit of an abrupt transition, but I wanted to play you two different versions together. I wanted to play you a cover done by this German folk group from the foothills of the Alps named Texintal Musikanten. because I thought it was a fun version. And then I transitioned it into Michael Jackson's original version. Hopefully it wasn't too abrupt, but it was fun to hear both. And the song was suggested by Lynn and Elisa Vick. And I actually played a different cover by Dick Brave and the Backbeats, which is, they're a rockabilly band. I played it in July of last year for the show I did of the Michael Jackson tribute. But I thought it would be fun to hear the original and a different cover today. And we start off with Blackbird by the Beatles, and that song was suggested by Ray and Lynn and Gary. So you're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio, Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. And this is Maya with Maya's Mix. And I want to thank everyone for all the suggestions, the song suggestions. And I got most of them through my Facebook page. So I encourage you to join Maya's Mix if you aren't already part of the group on Facebook. And if you do have theme ideas or you want to tell me anything, you're welcome to email me, maya@kskq.org. And you can go see and hear all my past shows, all the other themes that I've done on my blog, which is kskq.org/maya. So those are the resources for you, because I truly appreciate the connection that you listeners give. I also wanted to tell you that when I was talking last time in the last transition, I was playing a song called Black Panther in the background by Crystal Castle, and that song was suggested by Ross Bowling. And what I realized once I started the last set is that I had accidentally left the speakers on here in the studio, so I don't know if it affected the sound. It might have sounded funny because you would be hearing it a little too loud here in the studio and then hearing it through your own speakers. So I don't know how it sounded to you guys, but I was like, oh, doh, when I realized that the speakers were up here. So hopefully that didn't create too much sound problem. But luckily I discovered it and I turned it off, so for the rest of the show it should be a little bit clearer. Okay, so let's move on to the next set of black songs here, the theme for today. I found that there were two interesting songs that both were originally from what I guess you could call heavy metal bands, and I had found covers for both that were done in an instrumental style, more classical, and I really liked both. I decided I'm going to play one of them, but I almost played Fade to Black, which was suggested by Monica for the Metallica version, and I found a great one by Apocalyptica, which is an all, I don't know if it's all cellos, but it's a cello band, so I'm not going to be playing that one, but I recommend that you check that out if you want to. It's a great one. Instead of doing that, since I didn't want to give you too much instrumental heavy metal, instead I'm doing Back in Black. And this song was originally done by AC/DC. And just so you know which one I'm talking about, let me play you a little clip here and you'll know. So that's the original, and the song was suggested by Eagle Jones, as well as Mark and Gary, and it's interesting because I found this AC/DC version, the original, included in, when I was looking on iTunes, it's included in the Halloween party music. Halloween Party Monster Music album. So it's quite appropriate for today since Halloween is 2 days away. And it was also on an album called Graveyard Classics. So, yeah, it is totally appropriate. But instead of featuring the AC/DC original, I'm going to actually play for you a cover that is done by a Baroque. Well, it's the name of the artist is identified as Back in Baroque, the string tribute to AC/DC. So it's a group that gathered to do that album. So let's go ahead and hear this version of Back in Black.
Goes. I see a line of cars and there are people. never to come back. Go turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Summer flow. the last tram. I kill the party again. Goddamn, goddamn. I wanna sleep in my bed. I wanna clean up my head. I wanna look this dead. I wanna feel this dread. I killed a party again. I ruined it for my friends. Oh, you're so silent, gents. Maybe I am, maybe I am. Now at the central station, no time for being patient. I feel like going home, but at the same time I know. Black cab, black cab, black cab, black. The black cats and the way they drive. But if you take a ride with them, you may not come back alive. They might be psycho killers, but tonight I really don't care. So I said, turn up the music, take me home or take me anywhere. Black cats.
We just heard Black Cab, and that was Jens Lechman. That song was suggested by Ross Bowling. Before that was Black Sand by Ginny Lewis. We also heard Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones, and that song was suggested by Wayne, as in El Loco Wayno, the El Loco Wayno show host, Wayne Zinkand. And Crystal Hannon, Lynn Gates, and Gary Behrman. Wayne and Ross Bowling also suggested Sweet Black Angel by the Rolling Stones, and so I had to choose between them. Both great songs, but I decided to go with Paint It Black. And before that was Back in Black from the Back in Baroque, the string tribute to AC/DC album. And the original, the general song was suggested by Eagle, Mark, and Gary. So something that is really, when you think about what this theme is, here on Maya's mix today for the color black, there is an element that comes in where it's not just a color, but it's also certainly, in our culture, a racial designation. And so I figured that it would be worth it to do some... To address this in terms of some of the songs that when they use the word black, they're referring to race, the race of what that means culturally. And so I wanted to do a set of that. And it's been explored in a range of different ways. But it's interesting to think about how black is used, because basically it's... the interesting thing is that African was the first term for blacks in the U.S. in the first 200 years that they are here. And then colored became the term after that. And then in 1935... Negro became accepted, and at that time black was more offensive as a term to use. And it was during the American Civil Rights Movement of the 60s that some African-American leaders in the U.S. objected to the word Negro, preferring black, actually, because they associated the word Negro with the long history of slavery and segregation and discrimination, quite understandably. And so in place of Negro, black was then promoted as standing for racial pride and militancy and power for that. And so I found that to be, it's interesting when you look at how black started off as an offensive term and has now been accepted more for African Americans. And actually, if you do some research, you'll find that supposedly like 1.2 million years ago, all people that have descendants today that are on the earth had the same receptor protein of today's Africans. And so everyone's skin was dark. And this is then later with the speciation of the Homo sapiens about 250,000 years ago, the loss of the melanin in white people is now thought to have been caused by a mutation that was just one letter out of 3.1 billion letters of the DNA. So very interesting to think about what black actually means in terms of racial issues. So I'm going to start off this next set playing a song, actually the song that we were just hearing in the background, I don't know how much you could hear it, but it was by Kids in the Hall and called The Blackout. And this next song is Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, and this is a song that is James Brown, and it was one of the most popular black power anthems of the 60s. And Brown addresses the prejudice towards blacks in America and the need for black empowerment. That's what the song is about. So the song's kind of call and response chorus, it was actually performed by a group of young children, which you're going to hear. And they respond to Brown's command of say it loud with I'm black and I'm proud. And really ironically, the song was recorded in an LA area suburb, and most of the children that Brown was able to recruit for the recording session were actually white and Asian, with only a few black children included in the ensemble. I thought that was kind of interesting to know that. People probably wouldn't guess that by hearing the song. This song was suggested by Travis Ogden and Mark Mezidorian, and let's go ahead and listen to James Brown now.
We've been beat and we've been scorned. We've been treated bad. was black, Willie was white. Betty and Willie got it on one night. They climbed in a bottle of Tanqueray, fell in love that very day. They sat by the fire, they listened to jazz, they had pretty little dreams, like every couple had. But they had to be careful where they went out at night, 'cause Betty was black and Willie was white. Willie's old man cut him out of the will. He hired a lawyer, sent Willie the bill. He said, do what you want, boy, anything's fine. It's just from now on you ain't no son of mine. And Betty's mama, she tried to understand, but Daddy just gave her the back of his hand. He said, get out of this house, girl, don't you ever come back. Well, it was white, but it was black. Yep. Sneers and social shun. And then one fine year, they bore a son and named him Tad, and dreamed of a year a little less bad, when Tad could stand in skin of brown, a valedictorian's cap and gown, and speak of a day when everything's alright, and be proud to be black and be proud to be white, and dream of a day when everything's alright. Betty was black, Willie was white.
Thank you.
Black History Month is the name of the song that we just heard. It's the Girl and Girl revision of the song by the artist Death From Above, 1979. That's the name of the artist. That song was suggested by Ross Bowling. That group is a Canadian dance funk duo. And so they have an album that has a number of different revisions by other artists that are on it, which was interesting, so I chose that one. Before that, we heard Ebony and Ivory, That was Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney, and that song was suggested by Stefan Kruger. We also heard Betty Was Black and Willie Was White. That was Todd Snyder. I hadn't heard that song before. It's by it was suggested by Crystal Hannon, and Todd Snyder did an interesting exploration of racial issues in that song. And we started off with Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. That was James Brown. And that's thanks to the suggestion of Travis and Mark. So in this last set, as I said before we listened to it, it was looking at songs that address black, not just as a color, but as the racial designation. And something that as I was talking about the different words that are used for African Americans when before the set, there's another element too, that is the N-word. And I think it's a very interesting thing to look at the social different perspectives on what that word is, because actually one of the suggestions on the brainstorm on Maya's mix for the Facebook was someone said, well, just find a song with the N-word. And so I joked, well, do you mean noir? Since that is isn't that the French word for black? And it ended up generating some interesting reactions. Because the N-word, really, what I'm referring to is nigger, and that word has a different, depending on who you talk to in this culture, it can certainly have some strong, strong meaning and connotation. And Stefan sent me a really interesting article. He lived in Louisiana for 10 years, and he himself is white. But he sent me an article that looks at what does that word mean, and it's, maybe you could Google it, it's Lawrence Thomas, not the Lawrence, this is a professor of philosophy that's who wrote this article, and there's some interesting reactions to it as well, because basically it's a complicated term in terms of where it's coming from and how it's used now. And so I think the truth is that I myself feel uncomfortable with it, but I recognize that in some genres, like in rap, there are artists who embrace it as a word of empowerment for themselves, maybe in a way of reclaiming it. So anyway, I just wanted to add that bit to it, since I was addressing the different meanings of black in terms of where that comes from with the racial identification. So there's that twist on it too with that. So anyway, yeah, a lot of these songs are definitely thought provokers, talk provokers for looking at these issues. Maybe I should do a Maya's Mix show highlighting the word white. Who knows? So anyway, you're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon, and this is Maya's Mix. If you are just tuning in and you didn't have a chance to hear the beginning of the show, you can always hear the recording, which will be posted online later on my blog, which is at kskq.org/Maya. And it's a great look at what this color, what that term, the word, is. And I know that in feng shui terms, my mom told me this, that black is actually, it represents, it's full of the feng shui energy of mystery and sophistication, and it holds the energy of power and protection. And as she says, the color of night, deep waters, and universal void. Feng shui, use of color black, adds depth, strength, and definition to any space. So that's looking at it from the feng shui term. And actually, so it belongs to the element of water and the direction of the north. And if you look at the feng shui yin-yang combination, it's actually the color of yin, the feminine or the passive energy. So I thought that it's interesting to think about what that means symbolically, too. But it's one of her favorite colors, which is not something you normally hear, but it is strong and soothing. So let's move on and listen to some more music, shall we? What I'm going to be doing next is I'm going to be playing you music that is from an opera. And so let me just give you a taste. There are a number of different versions that I was trying to decide what to play from. And
you people can watch while I'm scrubbing these floors, and I'm scrubbing the floors while you're gawking.
This version is by Nina Simone.
Maybe once you tip me and it makes you feel swell.
It's from her 1964 Nina Simone in concert album, and she gave the song sort of a civil rights undertone because the chorus, even though the name of the song is Pirate Ginny, and so even though the title of the song doesn't have black in it, there one of the main lyrics in it is refers to the black freighter.
And you say, what she got to grin? I'll tell you. There's a ship, the Black Freighter, with a skull on its masthead, will be coming in.
And so there were several versions to choose from. I didn't know about this song, and Jelaine Morley is the one who suggested it. And as she says, it's from the Three Penny Opera by Brecht and Weill. The refrain refers to the Black Freighter, and the music has a wonderful darkness. It was originally recorded by Deutsch. It was originally recorded by Lotte Linja, but Nina Simone did a fabulous version. That's what Jelaine said. And so it was fun to look into this. And Lotte Linja is the version that we're gonna listen to hers full. I wanted to give you another clip of a different one, though, before we go to that one. This is Ute Limpur. I recognize I'm not pronouncing these correctly. She does some German and some English in her version.
Jawohl, meine Herren. Heute sehen Sie mich Gläser abwaschen und ich mache das Bett für jeden, auch für dich, mein Schatz, wenn du deinen Shampoos aufgetrunken hast. Once upon a time, there lived a person in this hotel. Actually, she also worked here, and she had a plan. Her name was Piraten Jenny, or if you want, Pirate Jenny. You gentlemen can watch me.
So this is a German singer. Wayne Zinkind also gave his support for the song, and he actually says, I must admit a fondness of Pirate Ginny from the Three Penny Opera. I was in a production of Three Penny many years ago and used to stand in the wings watching that number. I thought that was interesting. And actually, Wayne is worth listening to. He has a show here on KSKQ, and so I recommend you tune in and listen to his show, the El Bueno Loco show here at KSKQ on Saturdays, and it's from it is on Saturdays from 6 to 8. And so I recommend listening to his show. There are also some other great shows. Trevor Thomas has a fabulous show, very creative, The Alternative Show. It's on at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays. And you can also listen to The Interdimensional Vortex, which is Gary Behrman, who has suggested a number of the songs that we're hearing today. His show is on at 4 o'clock on Thursdays. So just wanted to help you understand that there are many great shows to listen to on this station here at KSKQ. But anyway, back to our Pirate Jenny. So I'm going to be playing, after giving you these clips of these other ones.
Tonight, none of you will sleep in this cheap hotel.
So we're going to listen to Lotte Linnea's version. Sorry for the mispronunciation, because I don't feel like that's quite right. But anyway, she was an Austrian-born actress, singer, and she won the 1956 Tony Award for her role in this show, in the play and the musical. And she was, her husband is Kurt Weill, who is originally one of the writers for it. And the version I'm going to play for you is her singing the song, and it's from 1962 on BBC TV. I'm playing it from YouTube. So here's her version of Pirate Jenny.
While I'm scrubbing the floors, and I'm scrubbing the floors while you're gawking. And maybe once you tip, man, it makes you feel swell. And I ready one up front in a ready old hotel. And you never guess to who you're talking. You never guess to who you're talking. Suddenly one night there's a scream in the night, and you yell, what the hell could that have been? And you see me kinda grinning while I'm scrubbing, and you say, what the hell, she's got to grin. And a ship, a black freighter, with a skull on its masthead, will be coming in. You gentlemen can say, hey girl, finish the floors, get upstairs, make the beds, earn your keep here. You toss me your tips and look out at the ship, but I'm counting your heads while I make up the beds, cause there's nobody gonna sleep here. Tonight, none of you will sleep here. Then that night, there's a bang in the night, and you yell, who is that kicking up around? And you see me kinda staring out the window, and you say, well, she's got to steer it now. And the ship, the black freighter, turns around in the harbor, shooting guns from the bow. Then you gentlemen can wipe out that laugh from your face. Every building in town is a flat one. Your whole stinking place will be down to the ground. Only this cheap hotel standing out safe and sound. And you yell, why the hell spare that one? And you yell, why the hell spare that one? All the night through with the noise and to do, you wonder who's the person lives up there. Then you see me stepping out into the morning, looking nice with a ribbon in my hair. And the ship, the black freighter, runs the flag up its masthead, and the cheering's there. By noontime the dock is all swarming with men coming off that ghostly freighter. Moving in the shadows where no one can see, and they're chaining up people and bringing them to me, asking me, kill them now or later. Asking me, kill them now or later. Noon by the clock, and so still on the dock, you can hear a foghorn miles away. That quiet of death, I'll say, right now, and they pile up the bodies, and I'll say, that'll learn you. Then the ship, the black freighter, disappears. disappears out to sea, and on it is me.
remember how nice it had been a long, long time ago, but I couldn't remember. I honestly could not remember. And a package came for you today from the Hunan province. The postmark burning jet black. Someone was changing from the inside out, and I turned around to face you. Sweet peas in the garden. Could not remember, and then I honestly could not remember. And a package came for you today from the Hunan province. The postmark burning jet black in the summer sun. Someone was changing from the inside out.
The name of the song we just heard is Nine Black Poppies, and it was suggested by Travis Ogden. Well, he suggested the artist, I should say that, and I'd never heard of the Mountain Goats, and the song that he suggested actually is Black Molly. He said it's one of his favorite songs, so I want to put this on so you can hear this and then tell you more about this. So this was the other song I had to choose between, this one and two others, because the Mountain Goats, they have three songs that would have been relevant for the theme.
Black Molly's in the aquarium.
This was Travis's favorite, Black Molly. I also found that they have another song called the Black Ice Cream Song. And really, when I say they, I refer to them as they because of the name of the group, the Mountain Goats. But the truth is, it's basically one artist. I hadn't heard of the Mountain Goats, but Travis exposed me and gave me some other music by them. And it's an American indie rock band that was formed in California by singer and songwriter John Darnielle. And for many years, he was actually the sole member of the Mountain Goats. And despite you know, the name of it sounding like it's more than just him, and he actually remains the sole core member of the band. But he's worked with a variety of different collaborators over the years. So I'm glad I got to discover a new artist there. Before that, we heard Black Water by the Doobie Brothers. We also heard Black by Pearl Jam. I wanted to tell you, Blackwater by the Doobie Brothers was suggested by Maria Cantsantonis and Ray Morley. And Black by Pearl Jam was suggested by Laura Phillips Mao. And we started off with Pirate Jenny, the version by Lotte Linya. And that song was suggested by Jelaine Morley as well as El Bueno Loco. So here at KSKQ, McGuire Industries Engineering is a proud supporter, providing communications engineering, solid-state lighting, consultation services, and more. You can contact Mike McGuire at 541-201-8777, or you can email engineering@ashlandhome.net. And KSKQ thanks McGuire Engineering for supporting community radio. And here today, wow, it's already 3:45. It shows you there's a lot of black to celebrate out there of all these different songs. So let's go ahead and listen to the next set. And this is going to start off with Back to Black by Amy Winehouse.
Ebony, say you will always find a friend in me.
Black River Killer is the name of the song we just heard. That is Blitzen Trapper, and the name, Blitzen Trapper, I like that artist. I'm just beginning to listen to them more. The song was suggested by Travis Ogden. Before that was Ebony, a different version of the word black, and that was Fenrik Lane. The song was suggested by Stefan Kruger, and they're a Swedish group. And we started off with Back to Black by Amy Winehouse. So you're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. And I don't normally go this long, but it's been a pleasure doing this black theme. I'm going to end with a song and then stay tuned because you're going to hear Carson's show, Latitude 42, in just a few minutes, right at 4 o'clock. And he is going to be doing a tribute. What are they called, Carson?
We're gonna feature Sign Trek. It's not quite Seinfeld. It's not quite Star Trek. It's Sign Trek.
That's right. So it's worth staying tuned to listen to that for sure. But let's end this black theme with a song that's particularly appropriate given the day of the week. It's called Black Friday, and this is Steely Dan.